I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. Hear that, Jay?
Papa Shirley.
Right here, right now. Yeah.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It's a strawberry letter.
Subject, the two women that I love the most. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 37-year-old man, and I'm in love with the perfect woman, and I want to marry her. I am financially secure, and I love taking care of my family. I bought a new home 5 years ago, and I made sure I had a separate space for my mother to live comfortably. She has her own entrance from the garage, so she's still independent. She does most of the cooking, and I am happy to have her with me. My mother and my girlfriend get along well, and if my mom is cooking, my girlfriend will help her out in the kitchen. My girlfriend always jokes about it being my mom's kitchen, and I told her that once we're married, it will be her kitchen, and my mom will understand. Well, my girlfriend threw me for a loop and said that if we got married, she wouldn't have to worry about fighting over a kitchen because my mom wouldn't be living with us.
Uh-oh.
This may be the first time my girlfriend and I had a terrible argument. I'm not a mama's boy, but I feel a sense of pride in making sure my mom is well taken care of. My girlfriend flat out said that she will not live with my mama in her house. She told me that I might as well not propose if I don't plan to move into a new home with her or move my mother to another house. It's not a financial thing because my girlfriend makes great money and she's independent. She told me she'd rather stay single than move in with me and my mama. I am not sure why I didn't ask this earlier in our relationship because it's a deal breaker for both of us. I can't win in this situation. How do I please the love of my life and the woman that gave me life?
Your mama, dog?
Okay. All right. Listen, I know you love your mom. You know what? We all love our mothers. We really do. But the question is, do we want to live with our spouses and our moms all in the same house? That's the question. And I got to tell you, the answer to that is no. And your girlfriend is right in this one. She wants a home of her own. And why shouldn't she? Because you know what? She's never going to feel like it's her house. She's never going to feel that she's the woman of the house as long as your mom is in the house, in that kitchen, cooking, okay? And then she's in there helping. She's never going to feel that way, never. I'm sorry, but that's the situation. Even the Lord knows that, okay? Even the Lord knows that, and you know the Lord knows everything. The Bible says that a man should leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they become one flesh, okay? Leave and cleave. I'm sure you've heard that. You know, you can look it up if you want. It's in Genesis. So you can look it up if you want. I think 224 or something. So you mentioned a couple of times about you're financially set. You and your girlfriend, you're in a good place. You're in a good financial space. So like you said, and like your girlfriend mentioned to you, If you can, why don't you let your mom have this house? You and your girlfriend, you know, can buy another house, set your mom up in a condo close by or something if you want to be, you know, close to your mom if you love her that much. And that's okay. That's okay. But two women in the same house trying to cook in the same kitchen once you're married, it's not going to work. And she's absolutely right. I know you say you're not a mama's boy, but you're going to have to put your wife first. If she decides to go ahead and marry you now after all this, she may change her mind. She's already told you, don't even worry about proposing. She'd rather stay single if you're going to bring your mom along. So you got a lot to think about there. If you want the woman, you can't let your mom stay there and live there in the house with you. Steve?
Man, ain't nobody got no time for this damn letter. The hell wrong with you, man? What the hell is wrong with you? Are you nuts? Doc, when you type the letter, you ain't read it back. You don't see nothing wrong in here? Because it's wrong. I love taking care of my family. I'm financially secure. Once you say you financially secure, then money answereth all things. You can supply an answer. Money don't make you happy. Money ain't the answer to everything, but it gives you at least a response. So you say you're financially secure. So now you can respond to a situation, and now you have it. I bought a new home 5 years ago, and I made sure that I had a separate space for my mother to live comfortably. She got her own entrance from the garage. What? The hell do that mean, man? No, help me. No.
Play that again. Wait. Go.
I like that.
Play that again.
Yeah.
Help me. I done had a few cribs. What in your house did you give your mama a separate space she can get to from the garage, but ain't but one damn kitchen?
Right. Exactly, Steve.
She ain't got her own space. She all over in there where your girlfriend at. That's what this whole damn letter. So she could be comfortable. She got her own entrance from the garage, so she's still independent. And you still codependent. Mm. She does most of the cooking, and I'm happy to have her with me. Well, dog, when this gonna end? When do you think you ain't gonna have your mama with you, cooking for you, cleaning for you? What? Why don't she feed you? I'm so mad at this letter. My mother and girlfriend get along well. If my mom is cooking, my girlfriend, I'm underlining how many times you call it, will help her out
on
in the kitchen.
Hang
I'll
on,
be
Steve.
Right back. Yeah. I got it for you, though.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, the two women that I love the most. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The two women that I love the most.
37-year-old man done this stupid ass thing. He bought this house. He financially secure, right? Mm-hmm. He bought this house 5 years ago and made sure he had a separate space for his mother to live comfortably. She has her own interest from the garage, so she's still independent, and she does most of the cooking, and I'm happy to have her with me. Well, the problem is you went out and got somebody you sleep with. See, that's what you did. You went and got a girlfriend. My mother and girlfriend get along really well. And if my mom is cooking, my girlfriend will help out in the kitchen. Oh, I bet you just be happy then.
Just in there, just happy, Steve.
No, just happy as hell. But I'm going to show you something. Mm-hmm. This is when you first started calling her your girlfriend. My mom is cooking. My girlfriend will help out in the kitchen. My girlfriend always jokes about it being my mom's kitchen. And I told her that once we're married, it'll be her kitchen and my mom will understand. Well, my girlfriend threw me for a loop and said that if we got married, see right here. See, I want you to understand. Now the letter changed, your partner. Girlfriend. I told her it'll be her kitchen and once we get married, it'll be her kitchen and my mom will understand. Your mom finna understand what? She been cooking. She been cooking for you for 37 years. You think she just gonna step aside and let this little girl come in here and start
right.
cooking?
Right.
She don't know what she's doing.
Right.
She don't know how to make nothing. That ain't how I make my dressing.
Exactly.
You call these rolls? Sweetie, he don't like his eggs turned over that many times. See, anybody finna go through that? Mm-mm. Well, when we get married, it'd be her kitchen and my mom on the stamp. Mm-mm, here we go. Well, my girlfriend threw me for a loop and said that if we got married, here we go, letter changing, y'all, she wouldn't have to worry about fighting over a kitchen because your mom won't be living with us.
Right.
now, this is where he tried to jump back to. This may be the first time my girlfriend and I had a terrible argument. I'm not a mama's boy. Oh, yes, she is. Now,
sure.
Now we talking about what the letter is about. Now you saying I'm not a mama's boy, but everything in this letter says mama's boy.
All over it.
It just says it, dog. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you that. And I bet your girlfriend probably brought it up. She been dealing with it because she just your girlfriend. But once she take on the title of wife, she ain't finna split the kitchen with your mama. Because, Sam, I'm going to tell you something, man, you probably don't even know.
What?
She been helping your mama out in that kitchen, but she don't like everything your mama cooked.
Yeah.
How about it? Probably won't tell you that. Just won't let you in on a little something. And she can't wait to get in there so she can have what she want to have for dinner and ask her husband what he want and fix the dinner for their family. And maybe you come in there and make something for your wife sometime. This ain't your mama kitchen. Now, you mad now. And then your girlfriend flat out said she will not live with my mama in her house.
Uh-oh.
See this house you bought 5 years ago? When you sign that document, that marriage license, that ain't just your house no more.
Ooh, preach it.
That's y'all's house. And I got more news for you. Whatever you think is y'all's house, when you go to court, it's called her house.
Tell him, Steve.
I have lost five of them. My stupid ass thinking I had some houses.
Steve talked to the
court
man.
Court came
please.
Right along and said, "Yo, black ass ain't got no house."
Let him
That's
know, Steve. Please let him know.
I'm letting him know. Now, damn fool, she told me I might as well not propose if I don't plan to move into a new home with her or move my mother into another house. Period. That makes sense. Let me ask you something, dog. You 37. You watch TV all the time. You Netflix boy. When they in the castle, have you ever seen more than one queen?
Nope.
No.
Now, the king got have some slaves that he doing downstairs in the dungeon.
Oh, God.
And in the spa area. He going to have some extra chicks. But it's only one queen.
They got a spa area?
Yeah, in the Roman Empire.
It's
all
a palace.
This TV, Netflix.
It's a palace.
You saw Game of Thrones.
Go with it.
Yeah. Your wife doesn't have to share the kitchen with your mother because your wife wants her own kitchen. She's not marrying you for your mother. She was marrying you for you. And you should marry her for her. You can have your mama in your house. Ain't nothing wrong with your mama. She driving to the garage. She got a car. Drive somewhere else. You done made all these separate ass entrances. Get her a whole separate house. Mm-hmm. You financially secure. Your girlfriend got money. Get her a nice little easy living space.
Mm-hmm.
Get around some old ass people. She'll get a lot of friends because most old people don't have cars. Your mama wanted old people with a car.
Crazy.
I'm not sure if I didn't ask this early in our relationship because this is a deal breaker for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, brother, deal broke then.
Yeah.
Now,
you're
guess
out.
What you going to have? What you always had, your mama.
Deal broke.
And that house.
You ain't finna have the woman of your dreams.
Mm-hmm. The one.
And I don't blame her. Ain't nobody moving in with you and your damn mama, dog. Ain't nobody finna do that.
Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up in 46 minutes.
My family make the best chili. Everybody want your damn family chili.
Don't forget to listen to the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.